Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Russian missile strikes in Ukraine have cut power to many hospitals. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Power outages have strained and disrupted a healthcare system already ravaged by years of corruption, the COVID-19 pandemic, and 9 months of war. Operations are being postponed. Paramedics are examining patients with flashlights in the dark. And patient reports are often inaccessible because of internet outages. The World Health Organization said last week that Ukraine's health system is facing its darkest days so far. The problem is intensified by issues such as the growing energy crisis and the onset of cold winter weather. On a visit to a hospital in Dnipro last week, the head of the WHO for Europe, Hans Kluh, said the conditions medics were working under were unacceptable.
How can a hospital function without electricity? How can maternity wards function without incubators? Vaccine storage without fridges.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.